back to the hard line. Enter at your own risk.
Welcome to the Hardline, 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, 5-9thefan.com. I am former Missouri wide receiver TJ Moe, along with the voice of your Slew Billikens, Bob Ramsey, in the house, John Hadley, the voice of nonsense, and Matt Rocky, the voice of reason. We are all here, lots of voices all around. So, Hockey Bob, the voice of nothing, is he's on the, I guess, the voice of Uber, if he wants to be considered that. He is a ride-sharing service member.
I'm not sure Uber is on board with that.
Okay. I suppose he will not be the voice of Uber then.
But maybe. I'm not sure.
He will be the
voice. Hey, I was on TV when Lyft came to town. They interviewed me. Alexis Zotos interviewed me on May 1st of last year when Lyft became legal in St. Louis. I was the one they called to ask what Lyft was going to do for St. Louis. Nobody else. So I do have street cred with this company.
Wait a minute. You don't know that they didn't call anybody else. You just know that they called you.
No. I do know.
How?
Because somebody, one of my friends, called Alexis Zotos. She was looking for any rideshare that wanted to talk about Lyft, and he told her that I was the best person to talk about it. So that's how I got that. It was about a 15-minute second on a Sunday 15 afternoon.
15-minute second.
You still didn't refute my point.
15-second segment.
No, I admit they called you, but it doesn't mean that they didn't call somebody else.
Yep, it's true, Hockey Bob.
No, they didn't call anybody else.
You don't know that.
Prove it.
You don't know that.
Hockey Bob, deploy
some evidence here. Because Alexis Zotos told me, that's why.
Okay.
Oh, you just made that up, or you would have said it first.
No, I did not make that.
Never mind.
And also,
credibility, adios.
Hockey Bob, nobody's ever lied. We'll go with that.
Wait. Let me talk about the Blues game, okay? You know, sometimes in football, when you have two high-powered offenses going, all they talk about is the offense. They don't even care about the defense because they know teams are going to score. Yesterday's game, none of the goals that Nashville scored was in any fault of Jake Allen.
Wrong.
What?
Wrong.
Hockey Bob, did you see the wraparound?
I'll break him down for you.
No. I saw it. I don't need the replay.
We don't need a breakdown, but we know you're wrong.
They were all goal scorers' goals. They were all the kind of goals that happen when you have great teams playing and great goal scorers.
No, it was the wraparound was a great goal. What TJ was saying, and I agreed with his analysis. I was listening on the way over. Well, it's always on 590 on my radio.
Yeah, well done.
And so I agree with you. I think his right foot, I think either he was he wanted to get it to his right, from our view, the left post, his right, or if he was trying to go past it, he went too far and couldn't get back.
Yeah, he overcommitted crazy.
But it was a great move by the goal scorer. That's where I think we can find common ground, Bob, is it was a great move by the goal scorer to recognize it and take advantage of it with a great wraparound.
Hockey Bob,
so
Jake Allen almost chased him around the back of the net.
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't even close. And he should have had two of them scored like that and didn't learn after the first one when Vince Dunn saved his butt.
It was a great goal. It was a great goal that may or may not have been able to be prevented had Jake gotten there. So I think both things can be true at the same time.
But when a goal scorer goes a wraparound, it's a direct result of a defenseman or forward that does not take the man out. That's exactly what happened. Like the first goal last night that Nashville scored, they beat the guy that passed the puck through the crease beat Tarasenko like a red meal. He was skated by him.
And then there was another play. I can't remember if it was a goal or not, or just a replay. I think it was a goal where. And Joe Micheletti pointed it out, and I always look for those things too, Bob. I think you're right to look for those. And Parayko, let me finish. And Parayko spun around the wrong way, ended up with his back. And
right.
So I thought the analysis and the replay showed a lot of those things. So again, I think both things can be true.
The other thing, Hockey Bob, is you have to admit, and it's easy to see that Jake Allen overcommits on virtually every shot. Every time down, he thinks they're going to shoot. He overcommits one direction.
Turn your phone down, Bob.
And he leaves the back door open every single time. And Jordan Binnington doesn't do that.
You know what? You guys talked about something earlier about the 44 shots that Jake Allen took, but you didn't talk about the 28 other shots that the Blues blocked. That's 72 shots last night. That's more than a shot a minute that Nashville took at a Blues goalie. I guarantee you not very many goalies are going to shut out a team or even allow less than two or three goals when that happens. Did anybody really think that Nashville Predators were just going to fall down and say, okay, Blues, you beat us at your building, now we're going to let you beat us at our building? They played a great game, and they deserved to get those four goals. They played like they earned it. But bottom line is, the Blues are playing great hockey. Vladimir Tarasenko had a hat trick, and the Blues have now won six in a row.
I read the papers.
I also do.
But you know, but you're wrong, Bob, because every team, even championship teams, even champions, always want to try and get better. So you're wrong, Bob. You don't just, hey, we're winning, everything's hunky dory.
Even
the best teams ever still try to get better.
Hockey Bob, see, you weren't here. Hockey Bob gave us a lecture one day when the Blues had not won a game all season, and we were already into January. And he said,
that might be an overstatement.
You guys,
but maybe not,
are the worst because you can't enjoy anything. When they're losing, who cares? No expectations. When they're winning, see, I told you, everything is great. Hockey Bob is like, it's great to have those fans, but that's not reality.
Right. I'm sorry, John, but
I still love you, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, I love Bob. He's great. But he represents.
Stop talking to third person.
He represents the sweater knitters and cookie bakers.
Right.
And you've got to have that segment of every fan base.
Yes. But then he barks at everybody else who doesn't act like that. And that's my issue.
Yeah.
Hockey Bob calls in and says, we should be. What do you mean we should be? You're not our producer.
But you go ahead.
But you can try out if you want.
Who is our producer? Never mind. We'll move on.
Brock does a good job sometimes.
Whatever.
He just does that for fun, though, because he's
not his job. That is correct.
Apparently he's studying constitutional government over there or something. I don't know.
That's for Game of Thrones. That's a different world.
It is cute that he has a flower on top of his pen.
Well, you brought the mic over and you didn't say anything.
Yeah. Don't tease him.
Still trying to figure out TJ's hockey stat.
What stat?
So I think they said it on the broadcast. Maybe you saw it too. That in like NHL history or since 1940, whatever it was, that there have only been either 10 or 11 something teams who were in last place on January 1st and still made the playoffs. I think it was 11. There, the Blues would be the 11th, right in there.
Something like that.
Very few in history.
Yeah.
And I just haven't been able to see that stat since I heard it.
I might be able to lay a good coin on the fact that no two teams that were last in the conference ever made the playoffs the same year. Let's not forget the Blues and the Blackhawks are.
Blackhawks are rolling.
They were worst two teams in the conference at one time.
After what?
Most of the recent ones were a team was last in its, like you said, not last in the conference, last in its division around the turn conference of the year and then made the playoffs. But yeah, yes. Conference, I haven't found one.
Well, their stat was based on 20 games. Isn't that right?
I thought it was January 1st. I think it was the start of the new year. I know this. I know that they were tied for last the start of the new year. I looked it up. That's what I thought it was. Then I looked it up. I know that both them and Ottawa had only 34 points. So maybe your stat's right.
Their point was, and it was well taken, to be in last place for so long and then make the playoffs it doesn't happen very often. That was the point.
I wouldn't. Now, the Blues aren't going to catch Nashville. Nashville has 71. Blues are sitting at 59. They got a few games in hand. But bottom line is they could comfortably end up with that third spot in the Central Division. They're only two behind Dallas right now. Dallas is playing well, too. They're two behind Dallas with a game in hand right now, and I would venture to guess the Blues are the hottest team in the NHL today.
Just keep winning. You just got to keep winning. And that's another thing. Can I whine now? Can I get my first little bit of whining in? I hate, and is Brian Hoffman still here? Because I hate to talk behind someone's back. So, Brian, I know you're in the other office.
Brian, get in here.
So it's not behind your back. And he wasn't really touting it. He just, as a mention, I hate the new thing that everybody does. You have X percentage to do whatever. Well, why do we need that? Why do we need that? Look at the record. All you got to do is look at the record.
X percentage to do whatever.
You know, like you said, well, the Blues are up to now 70% chance of making the playoffs. Oh. Well, yeah, I know they're winning now. Well, it's the most ridiculous, worthless stat ever made. And when they were in last place, they had like a 7% chance. Yeah, of course, because they're in last place.
Well,
last place teams don't have a good chance of making it. What, now, maybe it puts a number to it, but why do we need a number? All you got to do is look at the standings.
Because somebody does the analysis for you moving forward of your record, of the record of the teams that you're getting ready to play against and such, and they throw it. Look, it's a terrible ESPN routinely will have it at like 99% in a basketball game, and the other team will come back and win. So you're right.
It changes every time you make a bucket, because if you make a basket, yeah, our odds right. went up. I don't need that. I know that by looking at the game.
I don't like in-game ones, but I do enjoy late in the season because they do all the projections based on, well, you got to play three teams that are all in first place, and they got to play three last-place teams, so theoretically.
So you couldn't look at the schedule and say, yeah, this team has a tougher schedule?
It'll be tough.
Yes, but I can't put a percentage.
See, John and I would just go, that's going to be tough.
Gonna be, yeah.
I could do a whole segment on that percentage, and you guys gave us a one line.
Yeah.
Somebody got to fill these saying. 2 hours.
Looking... Not looking good, Bob.
There you go. But we got a team of statisticians over there to come up with that.
John is Mr. Statboy too.
I know.
This doesn't make sense. He's the one coming up with that.
I
number.
Love stats, but again, it's the purpose of the
me?
Stats. Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I do. Because
it's not needed.
And we've seen that before.
Well,
last year,
what's
some
needed?
Of the,
we have FPI. We have RPI.
What's needed is this show talking
strength
about sports.
Of schedule. We got all sorts of things
we're
that don't
needed.
Matter.
Don't tell anybody we're not needed.
No, because
we know we're not. But don't tell them.
Because I'm sure that there are teams that give other teams fits. I mean, St. Louis Cardinals have teams that they struggle against. St. Louis Blues have teams that they struggle against.
Oh, that's calculated in.
Now, the percentages.
No, it's not. I mean, that's my point, is it may be a mediocre team, and your percentage, because they don't have as many points, may give you a better shot, when in actuality, you have just played poorly or don't match up well with that team. So that's why you need the old eye test and the brain cranium right here. The percentages come from the cranium housing the brain that matters most to me.
It's like an old ticker tape in there.
Right? Z-U-O!
Hey, did you hear that on the way over, by the way?
I did. It killed me.
It was true, though. It did happen. And Cam did pick Tennessee.
And Jacksonville. He picked Jacksonville as his favorite most likely to go down, and then he also picks them as his upset because he had just convinced himself that they were the favorite to go down.
Hey,
so that would be an upset if he picked them.
He's a Vegas guy. He's playing the he's hedging. He's hedging.
You're guaranteed to lose 10% if you hedge right. the same team with the same bet.
Well, that's beside the point. Hey, a question, though, that I would be interested in talking to one of these winning percentages eggheads. Do they count the do theory? You're on a long winning streak. At some point, the longer it goes, the more likely it is to stop. And I wonder if they factor that in, the do theory. And I don't have very many originals, but one I have is the minute a stat becomes noteworthy, it's about to change. And so I wonder if they make that a factor. I'm curious if we know.
We could go with the old Claves deal. Don't talk to me about baseball standings. Get back to me after Labor Day.
Flag Day.
Labor Day. Labor Day. Yeah.
But it almost is getting there.
It's
at least
true.
August 1st.
It's true. It's 100% true.
Do we think they should? It's kind of late in the show to come up with this, but I'm wondering. You know, the trade deadline used for decades was June 15th. They moved it later. I wonder if they should move it back a little bit. Maybe split the difference 1st of July, because
they want to consolidate.
Well,
that's
the
new
other
rule
thing
proposals.
Is. It almost seems, while it's kind of exciting to see the frenzy of teams trying to load up the guys, the ones that still think they're in it.
Right.
If we move it back a little bit, more teams think they're in it, and not allow the Dodgers to add 6 guys.
Right.
At the trade deadline.
Yeah.
I don't know, just curious.
They are trying to consolidate because you have the trade deadline and then you have the waiver deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not reality anyway. You got still a whole bunch of guys trading
right.
teams after the deadline.
Right.
They're trying. I imagine they'll do away with that during the next CBA. They had like around 10 rules
yeah.
that are up for discussion right now. The DH will be
over. If not dramatically changed, certainly cleaned up.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
That's right. So, hey,
all the people. DJ, imagine all the people.
What am I imagining about the people?
Imagine I'm naked?
You don't even know who the hell the Beatles are, do you? You're so
what? Bad.
Apparently that's a Beatles song. Imagine all the people. I don't know. The Beatles, most popular band ever. I know that. So there you go. Hey, why don't you tell us about Royal Banks? They're popular.
You know, I haven't talked to my guys at Royal Banks in a few days. We usually touch base all the time. Huge sports fans. More importantly, they're community fans. They're fans of this town. They support sports teams top to bottom, from the pros all the way down to Little League. And that just shows their community interests. Local people, St. Louis people, St. Louis Bank. More importantly, they're a community bank. Each and every one of their 11 locations feels like your own particular neighborhood bank. And that's important because they know the market, which means they know you, and they know how to help you achieve your financial goals. All you got to do is go into any Royal Bank's location, go to your neighborhood one, or call them, 314-212-1500. Tell them what you're thinking about. Maybe it's a home equity product. Maybe that's where you want to go to let the work you've put into your home now work for you. You can go online as well, royalbanksofmo.com. Easy to integrate with Royal Banks and partner with them to help you go where you need to go financially. Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine all the people living in peace. Imagine all the people sharing. You may say I'm a dreamer.
You know what,
but
though,
I'm
John?
Not
you're not the only one. You're not the only one, buddy.
I hope someday you'll join us and the world
can live as six. No, let's rewrite that.
As one.
As one. That's a better line. See, that's how you collaborate.
Hey, boys, guess who the first star of the week in the NHL was, huh? Your boy, Jordan frickin'
Binner.
Binnington.
Should have been Vladdy Tarasenko.
I don't know. Binner did shut out the Tampa Bay Lightning.
What did he do on a Sunday?
And also, does it start?
What did he do on a
does
Sunday?
The work,
he didn't show up, did he?
Does the week start?
He
on,
didn't even show.
Does the week start on Sunday? Do we know that? Does it go Sunday to Saturday, or does it go Monday to Sunday?
Technically, a week is Sunday to Saturday.
So,
technically.
He may be this week's star of the week. First star, second star, third star. That's the weirdest thing in hockey, by the way. The game's over, and you come back out to tell them you're it's very strange.
Are you going to go to a break, or should we go into one more thing? No, go to a break, and then we'll pick it up.
What do you want to do, midway through the game?
No, I don't want to do it. It's a hard line.